The Osgood File, sponsored by Viking River Cruises, exploring the world in comfort. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. MS, multiple sclerosis, is a stubborn disease. Since 1993, the FDA has approved 14 drugs to slow the most common form of MS, but there's been nothing for the more crippling form, primary progressive MS, until now. More after this from Charlie. The FDA has approved the first drug for an aggressive kind of multiple sclerosis, the kind that reduces coordination and the ability to walk. It's called Ocrevus. Timothy Kutsi, who monitors research for the National MS Society.
There had been a lot of anticipation in our community who were hopeful that at last, you know, there is a solution after so many years of disappointment.
Dr. Stephen Hauser of the University of California oversaw the final clinical trials and says the benefits are dramatic because the drug is precisely targeted.
A very specific population of white blood cells that move from the bloodstream into the brain tissue. These culprit cells, called B lymphocytes, orchestrate attacks of MS.
And by attacking those cells, it significantly slows the progress of the disease. And because of the way the drug operates, it's even more effective on milder forms of MS.
For people with the most common form of multiple sclerosis, relapsing MS, we now have a treatment that halts inflammation of the insulating tissue in the brain nearly completely.
The new drug has relatively few side effects and requires only one dose every 6 months. But of course, as always, there's a catch. The cost. Retail price of each dose, just over $32,000. 25% less than the current go-to drug, but still pretty expensive. But then again, the prospect of eventually curing MS, as Dr. Hauser says?
This is really a big deal.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.